Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This roadside attraction was the Wild West of the East. And now, tumbleweeds. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
So we're going to check out a roadside attraction.
I'm interested.
Which is weird. Is it something like, what do those? I mean, they're south of the border, right? That's a roadside attraction, right? Have you been south of the border?
What is that? No.
It's, if you go down to Florida from like New York or whatever, or wherever, I think it's in South Carolina.
Okay.
It's on like one of the major routes there. It's a thing called South of the Border, and it's kind of bizarre. There's like these big dinosaurs and like weird gift shops.
Oh, I guess it's like the Cabazon dinosaurs here, kind of.
Maybe.
You on the way to Palm Springs?
I've never been to Palm Springs. I do want to go, though.
What in the shit?
Yeah, and I definitely want to go.
Okay.
I've never been to Palm Springs.
We'll talk about it later.
So south of the border is a very interesting. I was there years, maybe the last like 10 years, but I've gone to Florida a lot driving from New York. Maybe that's a roadside attraction, but when you hear roadside attraction, you're just like, that's interesting in itself, right?
Yeah.
So this one, I asked my friend John, who lives sort of in this area-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, you know, what's in the Hudson Valley that sticks out to you that's haunted or abandoned? He gave me actually a lot of really great things because, you know, New York is so old. And it's the area of the Hudson Valley, it's kind of like, you know, south of Woodstock and like, you know, north of the city. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he turned me on to the Carson City and Indian Village. Never heard of it.
Wow, me neither.
Never heard of it. And it's a thing where I, you know, was in New York at the time. It was still open. Not in its heyday.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like those things are, like, their heyday is, like, I feel like the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, totally. Well, there's no, I mean, with the internet, it's like you can see there's attractions all around us.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Just pick up your phone.
Just pick up your phone and just go into a real world.
Yeah, exactly. Just go in there and play some words with friends. That's your roadside attraction.
I actually used to go to a place, I remember, with my dad. So this is going to get kind of, because I'm a child of divorce. Rebecca, I'm a child of divorce.
Things are getting really vulnerable here. You're very brave.
Yeah. So we go to this place. This is a place in New Jersey, of all places, called, it was actually called, it might have been called Wild Wild West. I don't, it was something like that, but it was a kind of a pseudo, like, one horse town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The saloon and shootouts and all that.
I would have loved that.
Yeah. So I remember going to that with my dad when I was younger. New Jersey, this is a little up, but New Jersey and New York had a lot of weird, like, Action Park was like a huge park that was New Jersey. They had weird like commercials for stuff like the haunted house in Long Branch, New Jersey. And it was always creepy because it was like the 80s and 70s. So everything seemed like people were really, they were just like, we don't have the money to really do this. Let's just really kill somebody. So Carson City and Indian Village is kind of the same thing. And okay. I kind of wish I...
And it's also interesting, like, especially in the East Coast, the obsession with the West and mm-hmm. cowboys and Western expansion mm-hmm. and just, like, this frontier land. And I'm sure when you're a kid and you're living, you know, in New Jersey or New York and yeah. you're in this completely different context,
yeah.
that's, such a fun, special thing.
No, it is. And, you know, when especially when you're... I mean, for me as a boy... surprising enough, I was into like masculine things. Mm-hmm. Huge surprise. But I love wow. like I love you know, cowboys and you know like whatever like army and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you're into stuff that raised men into like regressive. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Didn't last, you know what I mean? Didn't last them because I got into like the Smiths and Joy Division okay, and stuff
so
like
you're
that.
Just like up, 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 down,
yeah. way down. But yeah, so the roadside attraction Wild West at the amusement park was located in Catskill, New York, which is the Catskills.
The Catskills.
It's like if you were wanted to like get away from the city,
yeah,
you know, Long Island, get out of Long
Island. You wanted Jew to entertain you,
yeah, and like Dirty Dancing was set in
oh,
the Catskills.
That's right.
I think in the Catskills, right? Because there's the Poconos, which is in Pennsylvania, which is in a kind of an extension.
The Poconos were like an island. Like by Costa Rica for a while.
The Poconos.
Poconos sounds like that.
If you want to look up old
email
commercials.
If you agree.
I remember commercials like there's the Poconos Mount Airy Lodge. It was a place that you'd go like to get away. Like, as like maybe you'd see a commercial for Las Vegas now, mm-hmm. I suppose. So it's, it kind of has everything. Mm-hmm. The Catskills were, and there was the Catskill Game Farm, which I believe is still there, which is another zoo. So the Catskills were a very. You know, if you wanted to go on a school trip or whatever. So it was kind of like a getaway from the city.
The city.
Get out of here from the city.
I think it's like a show, too. Like, the entertainment, like traveling
sure,
comedians
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
like acts would go through there,
yeah,
right?
Comedians.
Like resort. Yeah, like yeah. Las Vegas, I guess. Yeah, very close. Yeah.
So it was like an old West town, you know, row of buildings. There was a U.S. territorial marshal's office, a jailhouse, a barber shop. And the biggest building was the Last Chance Saloon.
Is this the first Westworld?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's the first that you, I
more
couldn't
plywood.
Get through. Yeah, I couldn't get through it. So it's pretty much this. The Last Chance Saloon, because listen, partner.
Yeah, that's right.
It's your last chance. But every time you go is a last chance. So it's an endless amount of last chances.
As long as you can give us your money.
Money, sure.
You get all the last chances you want.
Tons of chances. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like if you wanted to help support our Patreon.
Yeah.
Right now at patreon.com/ghosttownpod and want to help support the show and all the things we want to do, we could theoretically go and see what's left of.
Yeah. Don't you want to see it?
Don't you want
to lose our money in a poker game with a machine?
Yeah. Come on. Help us out. Just wanted to get a Patreon.
I like that. Yeah. That was actually very seamless.
Yeah.
Now that we're talking about it.
It is not seamless.
No.
We took it. So
yeah.
We're back to our level of unprofessionalism.
Yeah. Exploitative.
That you've grown to love.
Yeah.
So there was one side was Native American themed, mm-hmm. and then with teepees and Native American dances, probably very insensitive.
Yeah, I was just gonna say
culturally insensitive.
They just curated really well researched,
sure.
like really a lot of dignity.
Yeah, I mean there are a decent amount of Indian reservation casinos mm-hmm. up in New York, like in Sullivan County, and that's a totally different story. Mm-hmm. But it's tough. You know what I mean? It's tough. And then there was a train depot. There's a working train. Patrons could check out fake robberies.
Mm.
Oh no! And that's what I remember from the thing. It's like give it, whatever. And
so you sit on the train and then people rob it. And
yeah.
You're like
yeah.
It's like a dinner theater.
Yeah, but see, I had six guns,
you
so
had
I helped.
Six guns?
No,
oh, you
a six gun.
A six gun.
Yeah, do you know what a six gun is?
No.
You know what a, like a six gun? Like
six.
Like the Billy Joel song?
A gun that shoots six bullets?
No. Well, that's what your six gun is.
Okay.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay.
Six bullets, like a revolver.
Okay.
So I would shoot the bad guys.
You're the hero.
Yeah.
Did your parents have to pay extra for that?
No, they were just kind of like... I was a child of divorce. Okay, Rebecca, your is what dad you're was not like, yeah, he's like, I don't know.
I'll pick you up after you save this train.
Yeah.
I'll wait in the car.
Yeah.
I'll wait in the Mazda.
Yeah. But probably that person there was just like, I'm just an actor trying to make it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what was I doing? Making it worse for him. I'm sure.
That's part of, yeah. I mean, like the whole shtick, right? Catskills.
Either daily gunfight shows where actors recreated famous gunfights of the Old West, the OK Corral, and the Coffeyville shootouts. But I don't know. I mean, they all went kind of, I feel like they all went, everyone shot each other.
Right?
I don't know.
It was also very educational. Clearly.
Yeah. No, I learned. Well, this is Carson City. I don't know what they did in Wild West. I also was like 8 years old.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like my parents just recently got divorced.
Okay. This is your experience, not at the place.
No, I've never been to this place. Okay. I'm disappointed in myself that I haven't.
Yeah.
Not to say that if when I go, because I go back to the area, you know, at least once a year, that I won't make a trip, but you know, capture it or whatever, and you know, kind of relay it back to you via satellite.
Thank you.
it was established in 1958 by Arthur Gillette, a developer of several attractions in upstate New York. Carson City is one of nearly 10 Wild West replica towns that were created in the mid to late 1950s. So that's when that started, that boom.
That makes sense.
Yeah, a lot of people were...
Like, know, post-war, you're
John
like...
John Wayne.
Yeah.
So there was 100 acres... which is one of the largest. So this is a big one. This is a big one. He actually sold Carson City to David Osborne in 1979. So there was a downturn in Catskill tourism by the 90s. So this the heyday was like, you know, probably this, you know, 60s, 70s, things were really maybe a little bit 80s. And then, you know, stuff...
And then it's like the real world. Am I going to watch that or go to the Catskills?
Yeah. And then, you know, with the stuff like video games came out, like Atari or whatever, I think, in my opinion, things took a downturn. And by 95, Osborne filed for bankruptcy in an attempt to save the amusement park. Because he just wanted to save the park.
Yeah.
You know, he tried.
That's valiant.
Yeah. Or he wanted to save it so he can, like, burn it down for insurance money. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Also valiant.
Yeah. 1997, after running for almost 40 years, it finally closed down. There were several attempts to redevelop the land on which Carson City once stood. In 2002, the property served as a site for the Green County Fair, an event that was discontinued 2 years later. So, I mean, this land is like, don't...
A lot of false starts.
Yeah, let's not bother. In the mid-2000s, real estate owner Paul Segelman sought to develop the property for a housing complex, which was tentatively called Carson City Homes. So they're keeping it alive. Though this idea never came to fruition, it was abandoned. The property was last put up for auction in September 2009, and some of the Wild West-themed buildings remain on the property. Many have been auctioned off as props.
Wow.
Gone. Discarded. Wow. You know what I mean? Like, nothing. But there's still, you can, I actually looked at the, there was a, I guess it was Cached, the website a few days before it closed down.
Yeah.
I think I saw that. And it's like, the fact that it's such an old website, but it was still, it's like 2000, like.
I love an old website.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah. Ooh. I think it was that when I like checked out their old website and, it was cool. I just looked at the old memorabilia. There's like ton. There's YouTube videos, blogs where like people are like, hey, I went to this thing. You just see it like a lot of 70s and 80s kids.
Yeah.
Just being like I love Pac-Man. My hair's long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a lot of that.
Yeah. She's like, they're like, check this out though. This is real entertainment. And they're like, yeah, right.
Yeah. Where's the arcade?
Yeah. There's no future in video games.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know.
What's up with that calculator watch?
Yeah. No. Yeah. That Tamagotchi. That's later.
Yeah.
No, that's later.
Right, you're really jumping around.
Cut that out. Yeah, please cut that out.
No, be embarrassed. So it's, I don't know. I think it's just when you live in a place and there's something like that exists where you live, I'm just disappointed in myself that I did not check it out. It wasn't too far for me to go. You know what I mean? Like, so.
But isn't that part of the compulsion of visiting these places too? Is like you might miss them when they're in this specific incarnation, or you don't want to miss. You know, they have these like little secrets, and you don't want to like miss out on that stuff.
Yeah.
Even in its dilapidation.
But maybe some people out there listening were like, I've been there. Or maybe you've gone to a Wild West, you know, recreation apparently there's a lot of them since the 50s. Let us know. ghosttownpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, pictures too. I would love to see some pictures.
We'll post on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Mm-hmm. Ghost Town Pod. We'll have more things to unlock if you check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
That's correct.
We love to have your support. Even if you $1, $1,000, $1,500.
I mean, I would prefer the $1,000.
Right, yeah.
But if you have $1, I'll take it.
Yeah, or if you find, you know, or share the Patreon. That actually helps us too.
Share it. Word of mouth.
Yeah.
Well,
my helicopter's here.
I gotta go. Okay, you gotta go. Bye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.